I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are delighted to welcome in our dear friend, Greg Gabriel. Greg writing in Pro Football Weekly about the talent level of the Bears. Always an interesting topic of conversation. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mike. How about you?
I live the dream, my friend, and it is good to talk some Bears football. We've seen them, the first team, into their off-season program, and now that's all wrapped up, and we've got a better feel for what they have and how good they might be, and the talent level has improved dramatically.
Yeah, I think so. I think across the board, obviously there's some question marks at some positions, but you can say that about every team in the National Football League going into training camp. You know, there's some questions you have to be answered. But, yeah, I think the talent level is as good as it was when Jerry and I were there, when we were, you know, a perennial playoff team. We got to the playoffs 4 times in 9 years. So, I think it's getting back close to that level and maybe in some areas even better.
Greg, when you know, everyone shares a lot of optimism, at least locally, it seems like Bears fans are on board with the changes, and Matt Nagy seems like a very optimistic, positive guy, and certainly hope Trubisky takes another step. But nationally, you're seeing people rate the Bears at the bottom. You know, not a chance in the world they're going to climb out of the division basement, and I think Vegas has over and under of 6 wins, 6.5 wins, and you know, I don't know if there's a team lower than that. Why is that? Why the disconnect? Why do the national observers see one thing and people here want to see something else?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I can understand exactly where they're coming from. And part of it's the division that the Bears are in. You know, you look, I think the Bears are trying to follow the blueprint that the Rams had last year, but the Rams played in the NFC West, a lot weaker division than the NFC North is, especially right now. You look at Minnesota, they're one of the better teams in the NFC. And then they added Kirk Cousins to the quarterback equation. You got Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay, Matt Stafford in Detroit. So when you look at that, and then you got a second-year quarterback in Mitch Trubisky with the Bears, I can understand where the national people are coming from. The advantage that I think the Bears are going to have, at least in the early part of the season, and even though Matt Nagy came from Kansas City, called plays for a portion of last season with Kansas City, they still won't have a lot to look at as far as exactly how the Bears are going to use their personnel groupings and how he's going to call plays for the Bears this year. And that's going to be a little bit of a competitive advantage for the Bears early in the year. But still, you know, from a national perspective, that Bears haven't won in a long time, there's still a question mark. So I understand exactly where they're coming from. You got to prove it on the field.
And you know, with all due respect to the talent level, I mean, when you the NFL is set up to reward teams that lose. So when you are in last place in your division for 4 straight years, you wind up with high draft picks. I mean, they you know, just looking at their last the 4 picks that Ryan Pace has overseen, you got, you know, Kevin White was a 7th overall selection. They moved up for a 9th overall selection in Leonard Floyd. They moved up again just one spot for the 2nd overall pick and Mitchell Trubisky, and obviously they did it again with an 8th pick this year. They didn't move up, but they had an 8th overall pick in Roquan Smith. So shouldn't they have a big talent base, right? I mean, when you put together losing seasons, that is supposed to translate into winning the draft because you get high picks.
No question about it. And then you got veteran free agency also that plays into it, and you're trying to bring in good players. I think that's been a hit or miss situation with the Bears since Ryan Pace has been here. I think he's done very well with the draft. The free agency has been up and down. On paper, this year's free agency haul looked like it was excellent, but we're going to find out more about that once camp opens up and then you get into the early part of the season. One thing I liked, you know, being at mini camp last week was that, you know, Allen Robinson was taking part. First time he's really gone basically full go since the off-season program started. But, you know, he wasn't wearing a brace on his knee. And so that, I thought, was a big plus. You were still 6 weeks out from training camp. He's running routes and taking part in a bunch of the stuff, and without a brace on the knee tells you that they're pretty confident with where he is on his rehab right now.
Greg, we had some texters last week scoff at the reports that I think Dan Pompey wrote to Matt Nagy and the hours he spends at the facility, and, you know, up to 16 hours a day. And some people basically said, why is that even necessary this part of the offseason? But is it necessary? And now that the offseason workouts are done until camp, what will he and his staff be doing in these next few months or next 6 weeks or so?
Well, obviously, you're going to have some time off and wind down a little bit. You have to, because it's such a long grind once training camp opens up in 5 weeks. So, you know, I knowing him, though, he's a young guy, it's his first head coaching experience, he's still going to dive into this thing full go. And where he might not be spent, he might take a couple weeks off, he's still going to be at the office a good part of the time and preparing for his first season. It's just natural for a guy in his first time as a head coach in the National Football League. You're just putting a lot more into it that first year. Once you set the base, it gets a little easier then in the following seasons. But that first year, you got to put that extra amount of work. I know when we came in 2001, you know, first day we were here, you know, Jerry had Bobby and I together, and he says, guys, you're not going to see daylight for about a year and a half. I mean, and that's the way it is when you come in with a new regime. So, yeah, he's going to be working hard.
Hey, and you think about it, Greg. I mean, here's a guy that was at Kansas City for, you know, basically his career. I know he spent some time in Philadelphia, but as an assistant, the stuff he's doing, he's got to break down tape on all the division opponents, on all the coaching changes, and all the things that guys like to do. He's got to get a feel for how teams are attacking his system by watching them against that, you know, teams that run a similar system. I think you could spend a lot of time doing a ton of work if you wanted to feel comfortable going into a season as a head coach for the first time.
Well, you know, I think when you are in that situation, you're always saying to yourself, have I done enough?
Right.
And the energy level is so high that you just work that much harder because, you know, and yeah, you trust all the guys around you, but you also want all the answers yourself, and so you're just digging and digging and digging. I think it's just a natural situation for him.
And the Bears, I mean, let's just talk about Pro Bowl players. Do you feel like they have upgraded to the point where they'll start to get some Pro Bowl players? And, you know, again, maybe they haven't gotten the respect they need. Maybe a guy like Akeem Hicks could have made a Pro Bowl a year ago. But when you look up and down the talent on the roster, you're wondering where that is coming from. If Mitchell Trubisky ends up as a Pro Bowler, then obviously the Bears are going to be successful.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. But, you know how you get to the Pro Bowl? You win football games.
Yes.
And so, you know, they haven't won football games in the last few years. Really, when's the last time they had a winning season? 2011 or something?
When Lovey, this last year.
Yeah. So you've got to win football games. That gets you votes from both the fans, the players around the league when they're voting for the Pro Bowl, and that's where you get the respect. So, yeah, Akeem Hicks deserved to be in the Pro Bowl, no question about it, last year. But he didn't because Bears weren't a very good football team. And I think when you know, watching last week, I see a lot of things that I like. I think some of the question marks are, you know, outside linebacker. Is Leonard Floyd fully back from his injury? Is there a guy opposite him? Are some of the young guys at that position going to take a step once training camp opens? Guys like Isaiah Irving, you know, is Aaron Lynch going to be what they hope Aaron Lynch can be? How good is Roquan Smith going to be as a rookie? Those things are going to play into it. And again, I think like I said earlier, the competitive advantage you have on offense, at least going into the first couple games, will help. And having the same defense back is also going to help. I think you got to rely on the defense the early part of the year. Even though we expect a lot more from the offense than we've seen the last 3 years, the defense has got to carry it, and it's pretty much the same players as we've seen here the last few years.
What were some of the things you liked?
I liked the way they were practicing, you know, the enthusiasm, the speed of practice, that type of thing. I tell you, I was on yesterday morning with Bernstein, and the guy who jumped out a little bit the one day on Tuesday was Kevin White. You know, and I'm not saying Kevin White's going to be the player they thought he was going to be, but, you know, when you watch Kevin White before, he didn't look like a 4.35 guy. He looked like a 4.6 guy. Well, yeah. He looked like a 4.35 guy last week, and he was, looked faster, looked in better condition, and played with more confidence than we have seen before. Now, part of that, he's been in the league 4 years, even though he hasn't been on the field that much. So just little things like that that you're looking for. You know, when I go into a practice, even when I was working in the league, a lot of times I want to look at the young guys and say, okay, who's going to jump out? And you see some of the young guys in there and you say, okay, yeah, these guys are going to be decent players, or they look like they can. Now, you can get fooled in the off-season program because there's no real contact, and especially with the offensive and defensive line, you know, you're not seeing things that you'd want to see that you can really grade a guy on, but you can with defensive backs. I thought Fuller looked real good in practice when I was there last week. You know, he was picking up where he left off last season. He had a strong season last year. So things like that just give a positive vibe to what you're seeing on the field and then what you're looking forward to this season.
It's interesting because obviously their only skill position player that opened last year as a starter, and again, we're not talking about Mitch here, but that would be Jordan Howard. Everybody else is new in terms of the projected starting lineup. Greg, I guess what I wonder is, can they win the offensive line? Can they win the defensive line? You know, we every year they have been left short at a position since this group came in. And what will be the – is it pass rusher? Because that's one that you don't know if they have. And then you look at the offensive line and you don't know if they're going to be good there. It just seems like we always have an issue, a concern, you know, a spot where they wind up short and it really hurts.
There's no question. I think, you know, going into camp, one of the question marks, I said it earlier, was outside linebacker. And are they going to get the production out of that position that they hope? Now, you go back and you look at what they did or didn't do during this offseason, and you didn't bring back guys like Lamar Houston and Willie Young, who've had some production, and they're going with some of these younger players, which tells me that they have some confidence that some of these guys are really going to take a step. You know, you could say a guy like Isaiah Irving. He flashed in the preseason last year, flashed a little bit when he played before he got dinged up. And, you know, he's got the traits that you look for. Now that he's in his second year, is he going to have the confidence? You know, is Aaron Lynch, who they brought in as a free agent from San Francisco, is he going to play like he did as a rookie? I know when he was at Notre Dame, just the 1 year he was at Notre Dame, he looked like he was a potential first-round pick, and then he had some off-field issues. He went back down to Florida, goes to South Florida for a year, and then enters the draft. There's question marks about him because his play fell off after Vic Fangio left San Francisco and they had a different scheme that he was playing in. So I think the Bears have some confidence that he can revert back to his rookie form, but we're still not going to get that answered until we get into the season and into training camp.
Great stuff, Greg. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Greg Gabriel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.